Welcome to the Experience Points Podcast, episode 15 for the week of March 4th, 2009. Welcome
back to the Experience Points Podcast. I'm Scott Juster.
And I'm George Albor.
We are the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com, a website we created dedicated to serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And this week we're going to be talking about Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yay!
If you haven't heard of Nobi Nobi Boy yet, Google it now, because there's really no satisfying way for us to explain it.
Yeah, you're going to have to YouTube it.
Yeah.
But even then,
you won't understand, but that's okay. You won't be alone. I've been playing it for a week or so, and George, you played it for a while.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm not sure whether it is meant to be understood or if we're just trying too hard to understand
it. I think it's kind of like, you know those images where you stare at them and it becomes 3D?
It's like a magic eye thing.
It's like a magic eye thing, but the magic eye is of a Dali painting. Right? So You have to look really hard, and all you see is weird surrealist stuff.
But if you just kind of cross your eyes, it starts making sense.
Yeah, but it's still surrealist.
All right, well, here's a go at trying to explain this. Nobi Nobi Boy is a video game, a downloadable game from the PlayStation Network, just for the PS3, from the creator of Katamari Damacy. And it involves you controlling a snake-like being. The left analog stick on the DualShock controls his front half, the front two legs. The right analog stick controls the back two legs. By making them walk in separate directions, you stretch your body. And by stretching your body, you stay stretched out. More lengths are added to you. You can continue stretching through the whole stage. The point of the game, actually, if there is a point of the game, is that you can keep on stretching to infinity, pretty much. The snake-like creature becomes longer and longer, and you have to twist yourself around various objects in order not to fall off the stage, because you're coiled up around so many things that you actually have to leverage yourself in order not to fall off the stage that you're in, because you're too big for it to handle you.
Yes.
By the way,
if you do fall off, you get split, but then you just eat your own ass.
Yes.
And you're grown.
And then you reconnect again. Yes. You can be split like a worm, but then you can eat your own ass and then connect again. On top of this, you're eating the surrounding environment.
People, cats.
Objects, trees, and it looks like a snake when one of those python snakes eat something really big, you kind of bulge out. On top of that, the game collects how long you've grown as the snake creature, and then you are able to submit that length to a meta game that all other players are participating in. The snake-like creature you're creating is called the Nobi Boy, and then you're able to submit the length to a huge, monstrous Nobi Nobi girl.
She is monstrous,
who is trying to stretch from Earth to the other celestial bodies of our solar system, the moon and the other planets. So all the players are contributing their length to this one bucket, which is the Nobi girl. And then she's using that length to stretch throughout the game.
And yeah,
that was an amazing...
I just have to... Hats off to you for that description.
That was an amazingly long string of words that didn't mean anything.
Kind of like Nobi Nobi Boy himself.
Kind of like Nobi Nobi Boy.
Well, okay. Also, the girl just reached the moon, so...
Yeah, in the metagame, they measure things by meters, how many meters you've stretched. The metagame has finally reached the point where all the players in the world have contributed enough meters for her to get from the Earth to the moon.
Right.
And evidently they're calculating these as if they were, well, they're calculating these with the real lengths. You know, they're not using a scale. They're just saying how many meters is it from the Earth to the moon. That's how many meters you need to contribute for her to get to the moon. There's no scale to it.
Right.
It's a one-to-one.
So next is Mars.
Next up is Mars, which is much farther away than the moon.
Who would have thought?
I mean, it's kind of... it's interesting to think about because it's very close to Earth, but very close to Earth means it would still take us years to get to in a space shuttle.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long it takes to get the Nobi Nobi boy there.
Yeah, we'll keep playing.
Anyway, Mike Schiller over at Pop Matters had the unenviable task of reviewing this game because it's really a hard, hard game to review. And he brings up a lot of different points that George and I were talking about. And so we just wanted to give him a shout out and take some of his ideas that he was suggesting and augment them with some of the things we were discussing to kind of go over this thing. All right. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, it's so Nobi Nobi Boy is so hard to understand. You know what? Let's talk about
that. Is it a game? Or I guess that's part of the understanding thing.
Yeah. And well, Mike Schiller says, and I'll just go ahead and quote him. He says, yeah, for the most part, what this means is that there's no game to Nobi Nobi Boy. There's only play.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty real. There's nothing...
That's a good summary of the gameplay, and, so to speak.
Yeah, because, I mean, part of, you know, what a game is involves that the challenge aspect of it that, you know...
And goals. Yeah.
And there aren't really any to Nobi Nobi Boy that you don't set up. Mm-hmm. And so play is that, you know, exploration of the environment that they give. Mm-hmm. Any game that is in Nobi Nobi Boy, you create yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as I see it.
Remember when we were playing, we just were kind of thinking up things to do. Like, oh, can you tie a knot with your own body? Can you knot yourself around something? And you can.
Yeah.
Can you thread yourself through the clouds? Yeah, you can. Okay, let's see if we can fly under the stage and loop around. Like, we were just that kind of cool. creating our own things to do with the game. It wasn't giving us objectives.
Although, it's funny because a lot of the other stories that I've heard of people playing Nobi Nobi Boy, they're setting themselves up for those same challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could argue that the developer of this game knows the types of challenges that gamers might think up. There are always ways to go around it, as any developer can see from the players how they interact with the game. You know, people have weird challenges. Like, I just saw something today about Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
People trying who got to, good enough run away from the 1-Up mushroom and get all the red coins before it captures them.
Yeah.
Which is a game not originally intended.
Emergent gameplay.
Emergent gameplay, sure. but Nobi Nobi Boy, they know that we're going to put these clouds here so people can wrap around them, and that's going to be a challenge for people.
Mm-hmm. But they might not know how they'll use that wraparound challenge. Like, oh, let's see if I can thread my way through it without getting caught on it. You know, let's see if we can, you know, get a combination of three clouds, like a donut type ring going on. Yet? I haven't been able to like, I want to line them up kind of like a set of rings around Nobi Nobi Boy, like a tunnel of clouds to go through. But I haven't been able to do it yet because it's kind of hard to once you get long, you have to still remember to control the back end and the front end. And so you're using both thumbs in concert, which is something that doesn't happen a lot in games.
Yeah.
So it is less of what we would consider, what is traditionally considered a game. There's no princess to save. There's no huge story arc that you're trying to do. The achievements, or excuse me, the trophies are all question marked out. There are trophies, but there's no description for them. You don't know what you have to do to get these trophies.
Which is funny because they're not rewarding you really then for anything.
Yeah.
They're not giving you... They specifically say, I'm not going to give you this challenge.
Yeah.
You have to make it up on your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to accomplish one of these trophies, so be it.
It's kind of more like a record book rather than a challenge. You know, it's just something to memorialize something that they thought you might do.
That's really interesting. How many trophies are there?
I don't know. There's a handful. There's definitely... I've seen games with more, but it's not out of the ordinary, I would say. I don't have a 15, good number on 20. Them. So yeah, something like that.
Hmm. It's funny because, you know, you see a lot of people call things like Grand Theft Auto, you know, sandbox games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing closer in my mind to a sandbox game than Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah.
Even the map is just, you know, a square.
It's a square, yeah. With things in it to play with.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny though because Mike Schiller says that this is somewhat of a sign of a mature game.
Mm-hmm.
He says what Sony seems to have hit on here is a way to appeal to mature gamers, which is funny because you don't associate maturity with playing with blocks while in the school playground.
Yeah, it was something that I was trying to hit on in my last couple writing pieces up on the site when I was talking about Flower. Like, my big argument was that Flower is one of the most mature games out there right now. Not because you're blasting aliens' faces off or having, you know, Grecian...
premarital sex.
Yeah, Grecian threesomes in God of War or whatever. I mean, it's not mature as in, like, rated M for mature. It's mature as in, it's all right being something different and expecting the players to put in some time to learn how to interact with this system. And it's mature in allowing the players that freedom to think of ways to play the game.
And it's unapologetic about it.
Yeah. It takes a mature approach to give people that kind of freedom and to expect that of someone, that they would appreciate that and even want to do that.
Yeah.
It's a sign of maturity that you don't need to be fed through a tunnel of experiences from point to point to point,
right,
where there's set pieces and dialogue pieces that kind of spoon feed you the game.
It's just so funny thinking that it's full circle. You know, this is a mature game because you get to play.
Exactly.
Which is great. I mean, play is, mature people can play as well. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny hearing people complain about that, because they get this game and the refrain tends to be, oh, what's the point of this game? You know, I don't know what to do. What do you even do? It's like, well, I mean, that is the point of the game. You don't know what to do, so you have to figure out your own style.
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you wish for. People are always talking about, oh, I wish there would be open-ended games and I want to do anything in a game, like, you know, like Fallout. People are saying, I wish it says you could do anything, but you're still kind of limited.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here it is. This is something where you can do anything. They've given it to you and you end up eating your own ass. This is what it looks like. You know, it doesn't look like, like, being able to do anything doesn't look like Killzone. It looks like Nobi Nobi Boy, which is a surprise, I think, to most people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah. I think you're, but you know what? I mean, it's not just, they're not just uncomfortable because you can play.
Uh-huh.
They're uncomfortable because what you can play with is such a weird world.
Yes.
You know? And I think that to a certain extent, people are a little uncomfortable how fun it is.
Uh-huh.
You know? Flower, you know where that fun is coming from.
It's also more realistic because there's analogies to flower. There's analogies in real life to flower.
Yeah.
Flowers and grass and mountains.
And wind. And
everything everything exists in our world that exists in flower.
Yeah.
Nobi Nobi Boy, I mean, man, like, I described it on Twitter as a fever dream.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
And it has that type of weird, you know, exploration where you want to kind of see, what is this, you know? Mm-hmm. Is there more to it than what I think it is? And as you progress through that, right, as I was growing longer and eating things, I was like, huh, this is really weird. I wonder what else I could do with this. I wonder if I can wrap my body around the world itself and use the map itself as a way to leverage, you know? It's so weird.
And visually, it makes it even harder to digest because it's kind of cartoony, but not like anything I've really ever seen before. The closest thing to it is Katamari, I would say.
Yeah. And, you know, it's actually, thinking to Katamari, I'm a little surprised that this game came out. You know, when I first heard about it and what it looked like, I was thinking, this is very much like Katamari Damacy.
Yeah.
It's really exaggerated. There's really bright, solid colors. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes sense. But in terms of the game itself, it doesn't have very many similarities with Katamari.
Yeah, Katamari was a gamer's game. There's a time limit. You need to collect things. There's obstacles.
There's competitive mode.
Yeah, exactly. Katamari is much more traditional. And it even, Nobi Nobi Boy actually takes a dig at Katamari. When you first turn on Nobi Nobi Boy and it's leading you through the tutorial of how to control the game and what the game is about, it basically says, well, this game is not really like any other games. It's not like something where you roll up items in a ball. You're just out here to grow longer. And it's just weird because they just put it right up there at the front. Like, this is not a game even like the games that we made. Like, this is something far different from the things that you thought were weird. You haven't even seen weird yet.
Well, wait till we come out with a third game.
Who knows? Well, the other thing is that when in that same tutorial while we're on the subject, when it's teaching you how to control, it's not just telling you how to do it. It tells you how to do it in quiz form. It says, in order to jump, you have to press the ? Button, and you have to guess.
Where the tutorial is a game.
The tutorial is
the most game.
The
most game aspect of it is the tutorial.
And the tutorial is just asking you to experiment. The tutorial encompasses the spirit of the game, because it says, in order to grow longer, you need to push this and this. And then you start kind of testing different ways to move the controller. And then it's like, correct, that is the way to move. And then it goes on to the next thing.
I have to say,
it's just it has its ethos right up front. even built into the instructions, and then just kind of leaves you in the world to do whatever you want to do.
Huh. Do you think that the game can be improved in any way? You know, maybe bring some of the aspects of Katamari, like a time limit, like how long can you grow within 60 seconds, or a versus mode?
Yeah, well, I think it would be cool to have multiple Nobi Nobi boys on the map at one time, and that might necessitate having bigger maps, and
yeah, the map is very small.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why, I think they ran into some technical limitations because the map is relatively dense with the number of items bouncing around and the number of items you have to eat. And once you grow longer and longer as the Nobi Nobi boy, it's more system intensive. The game has to keep track of all the physics of the snake spiraling around and coiling and stuff, which is kind of heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the PS3 that can handle it.
Well, I mean, I don't know how powerful they originally made this game, yeah. But we should say that it's downloadable. It's a $5 game. That's, you know, I don't know how big of a budget this thing was.
That's true.
In response to that, I don't know if I'd want to see Katamari-style challenges, because I think it is repugnant to what they're trying to do. It would be nice to have maybe some more active interaction with other players.
Yeah, I think a two-player one would be pretty fun. And you could start putting in weird griefing things where you try to knot them and stop them from progressing.
Yeah, you could try to like tie each other in knots or like eat the other one. Yeah.
I mean, for example, what if you could control the front end and I could control the back end?
Yeah. And so people would be trying to like coil around different things. You'd have to cooperate. That would be really cool. Maybe they could change that in the future add on to it.
And I think part of the thing that is cool with making your own challenges is potentially sharing those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be cool.
There is a YouTube upload. You can record while you're playing and upload it straight to YouTube.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of neat to see, you know, maybe like if this were a PC game,
yeah,
and people could create their own maps, mm-hmm. you know, create their own challenges within those maps.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could probably see like a longer lifespan on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That leads into something good. The metagame, which is all the Nobi Nobi players in the world contributing their length to the Nobi Girl, is the mechanism in which the Nobi Girl is able to reach the other planets.
Yeah.
So in order to see the full game, people will need to keep playing this in such a way that it's efficient enough for them to contribute it so that they'll get to the new planets. You know, like, we are required to rely on the community to see the rest of this game.
Yeah, although my guess is that they don't even have a Mars yet. My guess is that they're probably just in the studio cranking out, okay, here's another 8x8 grid. Let's put in a couple cat people, a couple hot dogs with wings, you know, maybe a cactus.
Uh-huh. It could be. Maybe. I don't know. It seems like we'll probably hit Mars. I think we'll probably hit Mars.
I think so. I mean, the moon got hit in, what, 4 days?
Yeah, the moon was... Yeah, we hit the moon in less than a week.
I like that you're already saying we.
Yeah.
We and the global people who are experiencing what is Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah, and there's the number of people, like some people have racked up, you know, close to 10 million meters by now. I only have like tens of thousands of meters. I'm way down there on the global scale. And so I would like to see their techniques for racking up these meters. And I hope that they keep on going, because I'd want to see how far this game will go.
Huh.
It's a rare game where, I guess it's kind of like an MMO in a certain sense. You rely on the community in order to keep the game going.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that, actually. I'm a big fan of metagames. I would actually like to see more of them.
Mm.
The idea that I'm cooperating, even, you know, tacitly with another person who's potentially in Poland or... You know, the UK, it creates that sense of a persistent world.
Mm-hmm.
The persistent world happens to be the real, actual persistent world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that I'm interacting with people, even without necessarily interacting with them, I like. I like the fact that right now, Nobi Nobi Girl is getting longer as we speak.
Yeah,
it is. She's on her way to Mars.
Yeah. It's just such a strange, it's a strange and brave thing to do with a game. Because if you're the creators... You're banking on the fact that people will like this enough to keep playing it, and that people will like this enough to come back after playing it for 5 minutes and getting really confused and somewhat disturbed.
Yeah.
that's another reason why I think the maturity angle is good, because it's not mature. Again, it's not mature because of gore or violence or swearing or something. It's mature because it takes a certain amount of discipline married to a certain amount of whimsy to get everything that you need to get out of this game.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be dedicated enough to learn a new system that's completely different from any other game you've ever played, and you need to be, you need to retain enough of a childlike sense of exploration to play it.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. It's nice to be an adult in that way because, you know, you're sophisticated enough to appreciate the meta-ness of it, but it helps you retain the things that were nice about being a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
You know, it's, it is play for adults.
I mean, do you think you would enjoy this a lot if you were a kid?
I don't know, because the controls are hard. It's difficult to control.
Well, I also think that part of being a kid and having that play is someone giving you rules, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, there's even hide and go seek has some rules.
Well, I mean, there's certain rules to Nobi Boy. Like, if you fall off, you'll be split in half and you'll have to start rebuilding some of the length that you created. Or, you know, once you get too long, wrapping yourself around a tree is not as effective because you're so long and so heavy that you'll pull the tree down rather than leverage yourself against it. But I mean, it's a, in many ways, it's a very difficult game. The controls are kind of finicky. It's Nobi Boy is floaty. Mm-hmm. And so if you jump, sure, your top half will jump, but then it'll send a chain reaction through the wave of your body that will also affect your trajectory. And it takes a lot of concentration for me to make sure that my left and right thumbs are complementing each other. Like if I'm trying to wrap myself around in a circle or something, it's something that requires a fair amount of dexterity.
Yeah.
It's no joke as far as getting good at it.
That's true.
There's skill involved.
But that skill being those things you want to accomplish. I mean, yeah. You don't even have to stretch yourself any longer. You could just keep eating things and that's pooping true. Them out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because also apparently, if you eat things in combination with each other, you'll poop out some strange metamorphosis of the two.
Yeah, so if you like eat a duck and a person, there'll be like a duck duck-headed person coming out of your butt.
I don't know. So, do you have any predictions with the game? Do you think this is appealing to a large audience, and do you think that this has any staying power? Well, you've seen what's on the moon. It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, there's like different objects.
There's like mushrooms and stuff.
Yeah, it's slightly different environments, but tonally it's the same stuff. It's the same kind of feel. I think that Mike Schiller is right to say that this fits in very well with the new PS3 paradigm that we've even discussed on the podcast about this kind of fits into the artsy/experimental experience that the PS3 has crafted for itself.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
And I don't know if it has, I don't know if games like this help it branch out. It'll be interesting to come back and maybe check out the download numbers and to see how active the community is in a couple months. Because it seems like this is playing to what? This is playing to why people like us like the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because the PlayStation is the place where you get a lot of experimental things going on.
Hey, there's the Xbox Live community.
Yeah, well, and that's true. But I think as far as really high quality, big budget, supported by the platform, like this stuff is not just community games that are approved by Sony. It's things that actually have some money behind them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just some guys in their den or whatever creating a game. Like, this is an actual studio. And Flower was a real studio creating a game. And so it feels like this...
Although they're clearly on drugs.
I don't know if they... Maybe there's some head trauma, drugs. Maybe they're just... You know, maybe they are Nobi people masquerading as humans. I don't know where this is coming from, but the point is that I think this fits in very well with the image PS3 has crafted for itself. I don't know if necessarily it will appeal to new folks. You know, this seems like it's kind of preaching to the choir as far as it goes. Uh-huh. I like it a lot, and I think it fits in very well with that new PS3 paradigm. I wish it's successful because I want to see more of this stuff. I think this is the power of the current generation.
You want
to
see Pluto.
I do. I want to see what happens.
That's not a planet.
That can be controversial when they get there.
Nobi Girl.
Yeah, God. Yeah, what will Nobi Girl think? Will she deign to visit an ex-planet?
Well, I mean, do you think that you'll be playing it for a long time and that other people will?
I think this is something that I'll play... as kind of a palate cleanser sometimes, similar to Flower. I mean, we're talking about pretty soon, sneak peek, pretty soon we're going to be playing Far Cry 2 together, maybe in the next month or so. And I can see just by the footage of Far Cry 2 that I'm going to need a break from it every once in a while. And I think this will be something good like that. And I think it's something cool to show people, like at a party. This is like a screensaver type thing that people can kind of mess with or whatever. I think that's a very cool thing to do.
Yeah,
I hope it persists. I hope it does.
Because you want to invite people over to eat their own asses.
That's the kind of parties I throw.
Yeah.
All right, any other last thoughts before we wrap it up today?
You know, I think I'm uncomfortable enough at this point.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Like, before we go, I just want to make things a bit more uncomfortable. There's a weird sexual undertone to this game that I'm picking up on. It's kind of phallic that you're making things grow further and further.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, Scott.
Maybe, but like this thing's like a round tube that you're trying to grow further and further. And then you're trying to...
appease and please the wannabe girl.
Yeah, who's accepting this length and then using it to create more things.
You know, I have to agree with you on this because there's no other reason to call it boy or girl. They're just noby people.
Yeah, why is it? Why are there even genders?
Genitalia. Yeah, why are there genders? What the hell is that all about?
It's just another mystery. I'm just saying, like I said, just because I didn't think things were uncomfortable enough, I needed to bring up the sexual aspect.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what's even more frightening? If these are noby boys and noby girls, that means these are children. What are the adult nobies like? Surely they must be massive.
maybe we're actually, you know how in the game little items and stuff start riding on the back of the Nobi boy? Maybe we're on the back of a giant intergalactic Nobi boy right now.
Oh man.
Okay.
I'm tripping balls.
Yeah. I'm done. We've already gone far enough into the deep end. If you want to send us an email with your comments on it, make sure to write to experiencepoints@gmail.com.
And of course, your insane comments are always welcome on experiencepoints.blogspot.com. We update Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings for your enjoyment.
All right. And until next time, have fun.
Have fun.